Logistics often make the difference between success and frustration during a scientific field season. At remote paleontology sites in northern Alaska, getting crews and gear to dinosaur fossils is a challenge. Removing large fossils is more daunting still. Last night, three Army Chinook helicopters deposited the last of this season's finds at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Independent producer Amy Mayer reports Army crews are helping to advance science while getting valuable training.
Army Commander Major Lissa Young and University of Alaska Museum paleontologist Roland Gangloff met about 2 years ago in Fairbanks. They quickly realized each had something to offer the other. Gangloff had his eyes on a couple of large, inaccessible fossils that he wanted to bring down from the Arctic, but he didn't have the money or the resources to do it. Young's B Company, 4th of the 123rd Regiment from Fort Wainwright, pilots a fleet of CH-47 medium-lift helicopters. Nicknamed the Chinook, the CH-47 is the Army's most powerful helicopter. Young saw that moving the fossils would give her troops real-life practice managing unpredictable cargo.
I went to the Department of the Army and wrote a proposal for what we call an innovative training request, and described how, within the context of my own training event, this would be one aspect of it. I'm actually using University of Alaska Museum as a support agency for me.
The company's go-to-war exercises take place all over northern Alaska. About 20 soldiers recently spent a week of that training at Gangloff's ichthyosaur fossil site. It's a spot so remote that Gangloff and his crew had never been there. They knew of the fossil only from old photographs. When they arrived, Gangloff says the ground was too wet to land, but the soldiers offered an innovative solution.
One of the test pilots, who's had a lot of experience, he says, well, you know, if we got together with the other pilots, you know, if we just land and just keep hovering, just as we just set the skids down and then hover, keep the weight off, we could probably land right over there and then get the equipment out and get everybody out as soon as possible.
Gangloff says the hovering saved his team a half day's work since they didn't have to haul heavy gear across the creek. And being with the scientists offered the soldiers new skills. Specialist Paul Gilbert got selected for the unusual mission.
We've been taking the debris that they've carried down in buckets, and then we've sifted through it looking for fossilized bone, and then also we were up on the slope here looking at different rocks, you know, and just basically helping them out in whatever they need.
They also tackle challenges that their normal training doesn't offer. Later, at another site, the helicopters landed on a gravel bar on the opposite side of the Colville River from the fossils. Gangloff says he was skeptical of the Army's methods at times.
They did some things with some of our equipment that we would never have guessed they could do. Bringing our main river boat, our big Velco boat up with its big engine, and being able to actually launch it onto the river from a helicopter.
For the Army, getting practice hauling non-standard loads is valuable training. Normally, they're given packaged-up Army supplies with known weights and known centers of gravity. Chief Warrant Officer 3, John Clements, is the operations officer for the B Company.
Instead of just loading cases of MREs or soldiers, we get to load something a little different and realize, you know, here's a problem, how do we solve it? So we get everybody together and solve the problem of getting that stuff where it needs to be safely.
And then there's location. Chinooks are currently deployed in Afghanistan. Clements says the high Alaska mountains, uneven terrain, and tricky Arctic navigation present better training than flying over military reservations.
You can't get that just flying 300-400 feet. The power management's different, your fuel burn's different, your navigation's a little different, and I think it's good training to prepare for any kind of future ops.
The company's already picked up the ichthyosaur fossil. Packaged in plaster, it measures 4 feet by 12 feet and weighs nearly 1 ton. The Army delivered it to the UA Museum in Fairbanks, over 400 miles from its prehistoric home. It's the biggest, most complete of the dolphin-like marine reptiles ever found in Arctic North America. Roland Gangloff will have his hands full in the lab for some time, and the soldiers have other missions to fly. But the next time paleontologists find a large specimen in a hard-to-reach place, they'll know who to call. For NPR News, I'm Amy Mayer in Fairbanks, Alaska.